Coach's Insight programs continuing here tonight on Care Radio. We are pleased to be joined now by Moorhill Mounts Academy boys basketball coach, that is Christian Wessel, presented by Taco John's, Exchange Bank, and Amberwell Health. Coach, you want to be playing your best basketball at the end of the season. Of course, we got postseason beginning next week, and you guys have been playing some really good ball over the last few weeks, and two more wins to keep that winning streak alive. Since we last spoke a week ago, let's go back to the game Friday. On the road at Horton, you get it done, 65-44. Let's start there. What'd you like? What'd you take away from that game on Friday?
It was a good game. The first half, they hung around. They played really well. They were winning at halftime, and I thought we were doing okay overall, executing. So hats off to Horton and how they were playing. I thought the third quarter was probably our best quarter the entire season. I think we scored 20 points in about a 2-minute stretch. Which is pretty unheard of. And, we're really working on our speed, trying to play extremely fast, a lot of high pressure, and, you know, telling the kids that it'll work a little bit in the first quarter, but it's a long run. And so thought that paid off there. Adris had a great night, hit a lot of shots, had over 20 points. And, it's a real positive takeaway.
What about Jackson Heights on Tuesday, 69-40. So, again, offensively, still right there, 60-plus, nearly 70. On a very good athletic Jackson Heights team. So, again, keeping that winning streak going, what'd you like in that game Tuesday night against the Cobras?
Yeah, the aggression and the defense was really good. We're really trying to be a team that can press for four quarters an entire basketball game and kind of gamble in the long run. And, I thought we brought a lot of pressure, and good defense turns into good offense. And we did a good job at getting downhill. We shot okay. We didn't shoot particularly great, but it was good overall. And, it was a really good takeaway. It's a good team, and I thought that was a good win for us.
You guys played your last couple on the road. Of course, you've already had your senior nights a week or two ago. You know, an opportunity. You got four seniors on your roster, you know, that have contributed in a big way, not just this year, maybe in years past, but maybe an opportunity here to just kind of highlight those four seniors and just watching them grow throughout the last few seasons and what they've meant to the team here.
Yeah, they're a great group. I mean, we got Cito, who, you know, he's from Cayman Islands, and he joined us last year, and he's just a great kid. He's always got a smile on his face. He's a great teammate. Everybody loves Cito. He always has everybody laughing, and he's a good player, contributes for us. And then Ethan joined us his sophomore year. They moved here from Texas, and Ethan's another great kid. He loves basketball. He's been probably my best summer worker as far as the kid that comes in and gets the most work in the gym. And he's helped us just so much inside this year, being at the right place at the right time, and has a great IQ for the game. In fact, I'm trying to get him to be an assistant coach here in the future because he's just got the vision for it. And then, Bo and Adric, they're kind of a package duo. They're two guards that, I've had the opportunity. I've coached them in middle school, and so it's been pretty fun to watch them grow through high school. And they're both just so dynamic on the court, offensively especially, and just contribute a lot to us with just great leadership. So nothing but good things to say about these seniors. Sad that the journey just naturally starts coming to an end eventually. Hopefully we have a good amount of time left with them, but they're great kids, and they'll go on and do great things.
Do you feel like you guys are playing your best ball right now? I mean, coach speak, there's always going to find ways, or coaches are always going to find a way to find improvements, you know, when you get this late in the season. But, you know, you go back a couple weeks, you lose that game to Riverside by 5. Since then, 5 consecutive wins, you're kind of vaulting your way up that sub-state in terms of where you are in the standings, and, you know, you put yourself in an opportunity to obviously host a first-round game, and obviously it's a very deep 2A sub-state. But in terms of how you feel, just how the team is playing with one more game at McLouth on Friday, where do we stand there, and how do we feel going into the playoffs next week?
I think we're playing our best ball, no doubt. I think the McLouth tournament was our turning point. You know, we went down there and went 3-0 and got that championship, and we had two losses after that, just some weird circumstances as well. I mean, but they weren't losses that I was particularly angry with. I thought, you know, considering all the factors at play, we did okay. We're playing good right now. I've never had the opportunity to coach a team that can press for four quarters an entire game. And we've started doing that here. And it's been a lot of fun getting 10 guys on the court and just, you know, constantly running and making things difficult. And so I think we are playing good. Basketball is a weird sport. We've seen weird scores all year. So, you know, you just got to try to bring it every night. We know McLouth has a lot of potential. And, you know, a good team there. And so we're going to go down and try to keep the momentum going.
See what Moorhill Mounts Academy can do tomorrow night. Regular season finale on the road at McLouth. We'll see how the sub-state brackets also shape up as we will figure that out coming up this weekend as well. That's Christian Wessel joining us. Moorhill Mounts Academy boys basketball coach. Again, five consecutive wins going against going up against McLouth tomorrow night, trying to keep that going into the postseason next week. Well, Coach, we appreciate it very much. We'll see how the brackets fall after this week, and we'll talk to you one more time next week before the playoffs.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you.